Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I don't think if you asked any of these guys if they would think that. It's not something I've ever thought about or talked about. Think about where we are right now and what we're doing and how lucky, how blessed we are to be able to do this. That's really like the only thing on my mind. Honest.
I understand.
Like my little boy's running around here high-fiving Chucky. Oh, Stanley Cup. Like after that, the rest of it is
gotcha.
It's pretty neat.
General Manager Bill Zito there talking about the special team, the Panthers, Stanley Cup champions, as we welcome you back in here on WQAM. It's a celebration here this morning. It's already underway in Fort Lauderdale. We've been getting updates here. The elbow room, the cup is in the building, apparently. So Barkov has stopped by with the Stanley Cup. As again, we welcome you back in here. What a morning this is, man. This does not happen often, getting spoiled here as a Panther fan. But
how do you decide who gets control of the cup the first
night
you win it?
Well, he's the captain, so he gets it. So that's how that works.
Okay. And so tomorrow, who gets it?
Probably one of the alternate captains, if I had to guess.
Oh, so there's one captain, and then there's alternate captains.
Yeah. You have any other questions? Or are you good?
No, these are important questions here.
All right, that's Omar Kelly. I'm Hollywood. Dan Day is with us as well here this morning.
See, aren't you impressed?
I at least know
that a new guy gets it every day.
That's very good. You did know that. That is very good.
There is a keeper of the cup.
I hope they bring it by. Can they bring it by the station this year? Can we see? I didn't get a chance to actually touch it last year, and I know that I'm not going to win it at any point in any capacity.
Maybe.
I don't plan on playing hockey. I don't know that I'm going to be working for a hockey team, so I would love to just like to see it. Take a little drink from it, maybe. I think that would be a pretty cool thing to do. A lot of people last year got to do that. A lot of people got a chance to take a big swig from that thing with whatever beer they're pouring over in downtown Fort Lauderdale. We're taking your calls here this morning, 305-567-0560.
Is there another trophy that like is
that iconic?
Part of,
No. That to me is the best trophy in sports. Is it the best championship to win in sports? I don't know, but it's definitely the best trophy. It's the most iconic.
Yeah, it touches so many hands.
It just is, man. It's just such an iconic trophy.
Like you think it can give people mono.
You got the guy in the back like polishing it. Yeah. And comes out with gloves.
After everybody drinks from it, do they clean it? Like okay.
They got a keeper of the cup. We met him a couple years ago, and he says basically 325 days
with
of
the
year.
Hair, right? Yeah. The guy with the white hair,
right? Hair, white gloves. He says he spends 325 days of the year away from his home in Toronto, taking care of the cup, cleaning it.
Away from his home.
Yeah, he was not very excited.
He's the keeper of the cup, man.
It's his job.
Important.
So wait.
Dan Day is the keeper of the phone calls. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dan, what do you got?
Victor in Miami, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Victor.
Good morning.
Are you at the elbow room, Victor? What's going on over there?
No, actually, I'm driving to work right now. Between the 17th and 22nd of May, a co-worker of mine and myself, we were sent to Montreal to do some work for the Lockheed Martin facility. We went there as consultants. We were at the bar on the 19th, of course. That was a Monday where Toronto was hosting the Panthers Game 7. Now, what I got from the Montreal people was that Montreal don't like Toronto. Toronto don't like Vancouver. Winnipeg don't like. They don't like each other. Seven teams in the NHL in Canada, they don't like each other, but they dislike any team from the States. So they were rooting for Toronto to win. This guy came up to the bar. He was wearing the bar at the hotel. He was wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs hat with a jersey. And he says to the bartender, hey, you got the game on tonight? He goes, yeah, I got money riding. I looked at him and I said, let me guess, you're betting on Toronto? And he says, yeah, how much? He says, 1,000. Oh, okay. Listen, I'm going to give you an advice. Call your bookie. Tell him, roll the money over to Florida. If Florida wins, you win money. If Toronto wins, you lose money, but your favorite team won. It's a win-win. It's like you don't bet against a team that you hate because if they win,
the emotional
you're miserable,
yes, the emotional
and
hedge.
You lose money. So, of course, second period comes. Panthers score, make the game 1-0. Guy stands up. I'm there high-fiving with my buddy, and we're having a great time. They started talking how they are playing the Panthers, but Big Bob. They call him Big Bob, dude. I kid you not. They call him Big Bob. And it was like, so I said, all right, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. Whoever scores the next goal wins the game. If Panthers score, make it 2-0, Toronto ain't coming back. If Toronto scores, they're going to have home field advantage, the crowd, the momentum. They'll win the game. I kid you not. Not even half a minute later, the Panthers make it 2-0. I'm high-fiving with my buddy. The guy stands up. I'm thinking he's coming over here to get nasty. No, he's standing there all miserable. I looked down. I told him, you should have taken my advice. So I tell my buddy, I'm going to the bathroom real quick. I go around the lobby, down the hall, go to the bathroom, come back. I see him. He's going my way. I'm thinking maybe he's going to the bathroom, right? I come around the lobby. The bartender looks at me, puts up three fingers. And I said, they scored again. No wonder he left. and to the thing that the Panthers are so deep, their third line could probably play against anybody's first line.
Yeah, I think their fourth line outplayed Edmonton's maybe every line.
Unbelievable.
On Edmonton.
Panthers.
Yeah, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. You look at that fourth line. I mean, look, I don't know that anyone from Edmonton played particularly well. I know Leon Draisaitl had a much better series this time around than last. Connor McDavid was a no-show, which is why, you know, I'm very intrigued. This is cool, by the way. Billy Lindsay, who obviously does the games here on QAM, he's going to join us at 8:40. So Dave Hyde's going to come on at 8:20. Billy will come on at 8:40. Billy is doing a hit in Toronto right now. So he's going to come on after he talks to Toronto. I can't imagine what kind of a beating Connor McDavid. He must be getting dragged in Edmonton right now. I mean, all through Canada, right?
Can't win the big one.
That dude must be getting dragged. Who's next, Dan?
Who's next? Let's go to George in Sunrise. George, Sunrise, much love.
Yay, man. It's been a crazy, wild night last night being at the game. Hollywood's 100% right. I've been a season ticket holder for 14 years, and I remember when first started being a season ticket holder, they would give us free jerseys every year as season ticket holders. Parking was free. Mm-hmm. But it's been an exciting
Yeah, a tough time giving those season tickets away to your buddies, right?
Yeah, right? It was real easy. But now you're on a waiting list. The arena was electric last night. That place was electric. And the parties afterwards, I mean, it's been a long time coming, you know, just like a season ticket holder for the Dolphins, and it's a different ballgame, man, thanks to Vinny Viola for all the, I mean, great owner of bringing Bill Zito, that man, and Zito we trust, that the moves he's made every year, last year's deadline, this year at the deadline. You know, we got a strong core team that should be around, you know, for at least 4 or 5 more years. And now it's time to go on and party in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Dan, I wonder if we were to sit down with Vinny Viola and have a beer with him and we ask him, which move are you most proud of? Is it the Zito move? Is it Maurice? Is it Matthew Tkachuk? Is it keeping Big Bob after that thing started off very poorly and that looked like it was going to come to an end? Is it adding Brad Marchand at the deadline. There have been so many moves that this Sam Bennett, there have been so many moves that this team has made. And not only that, but they've had the foresight, and I'm not, this is not a shot at any other teams, they've had the foresight to lock their guys up.
Yeah.
The core is not going anywhere. That's the big difference.
Yeah, they're
this
around.
This team is they're, coming back.
They're locked in for long, you know, pretty substantial contracts too, so it's not like, oh, I mean, not to catch another stray for another team here in South Florida. Yeah. Not like the Marlins winning a championship, like here today, gone tomorrow. And the other thing is, this is now the destination that everyone in the NHL that has an opportunity to move around wants to come to.
Dan, who do we got next?
Yeah, we're going to go to John in Fort Lauderdale. John, Fort Lauderdale, thank you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, listen, I've been here forever. We didn't have hockey back in the day. Hell, we didn't have much of anything in the day except the Dolphins. But get this, the one guy that should be here was Neil Rogers, because Neil Rogers was the biggest hockey fan ever. Yeah, he liked Toronto, but he loved the Panthers. And I'll never forget when we got awarded the team, I forget who the other one was, but what did they say, guys? Oh, it'll never work. Are you insane? They only golf down there. They don't do anything. There won't be any ice. It'll all be melted. Well, the egg is on their face.
I love
Way to go,
voice.
Panthers. The greatest team ever.
Thanks
and
for
maybe
the call,
Bill,
brother.
Phil Cito's, hey, Phil should teach somebody in this town how to be a real general manager.
There you go. He got his shot in at all Chris Greer, man. Chris Greer catching
a stray.
How you
know he's talking about
here.
Chris Greer? Maybe he's talking about Pat Riley. Maybe he's talking about Pat Riley.
I'm sure. Dan, let's see if we can squeeze in like one or two more here before we get to Dave Hyde.
Yeah, real quick. Jay in Miami, go ahead.
Let's try to keep these to about 60 seconds if you can, buddy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How's it going? Hollywood, you know, you said the core wasn't going anywhere, but you do have Ekblad, who spent his entire 11-year career with the Panthers. You've got Bennett and Marchand, so you've got a few questions you got to answer going
Always
into
will,
next
yep.
season. Having said all of that, I just want to echo what a few callers said before me. You know, it's for me anyway. I don't want to sound too cliche, but when you accomplish what the Panthers have accomplished, you know, you got to look at the top and what this team has been able to do in terms of their management. The hiring of Paul Maurice, which in my view was an absolute game changer, say what you will. You know, the list goes on, and it is a very well-run organization, and you see it on the ice. And, you know, what an impressive run these guys are making, and I'm ready to go for number three.
That sounds great to me, man. Plus 1,000, by the way, if you want to get in on number three right now on the Hard Rock app. That's all I could think about. I cashed a nice futures bet last night. That one felt pretty good. All right, one more call here before we get to Dave Hyde. Who we got, Dan?
Let's go to Abel.
Abel. What's up, man?
Oh, Florida Panthers, you are back-to-back champions. We have no eyes, but we have back-to-back Stanley Cups. Brother, I'm on my way to Sam's or Costco or BJ's or whatever because I got to keep buying new pants because for a second year in a row, I was out on the streets banging my pots and pans with my daughter, having a great time because you know what? 1971, 1972, 1973, 1984, 1987, 1989, 1991, 2001, 1997, 2003, 2006, 2012, 2013, 2024, and 2025. Another championship was added to the historic rights of the greatest region in this country that has won and accomplished the most championships in such a short period of time, and that is South Florida, baby. So how about those Florida Panthers? How about that Wayne Gretzky saying Oilers of four? Wayne Gretzky, seriously, you're no longer the great one. You are the great one at making the worst predictions in the entire NHL playoff series history. What a joke. But you know what's not a joke? That Florida Panthers team that dominated every single game. We blew away two games, but we dominated them. We led for 247, I don't know what minutes. We killed them. But that is Florida Panthers hockey. Dolphins, you're on the clock. You're on the
yes,
clock, baby.
Sir,
I'm
Abel.
Not forgetting about you, Mario. Let's go, South Florida, baby.
Thanks, yeah. Abel. Appreciate you, yeah. brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dave, good morning. You have seen it all. You have seen it all here in South Florida. How does last night stack up? You got to cover that thing. You were on the ice, I saw, after the game. How does that stack up to everything you've covered down here over the years?
Biggest win of my career, Hollywood. Biggest win. Man, I didn't have to go back to Edmonton.
So selfishly, it was the biggest. Okay, I understand.
Thinking selfishly.
I was like, wow, Dave, this beats the Heatles? I'm like, yeah, okay, with selfish reasons.
It was, I haven't seen a back-to-back in South Florida like that. You know, both times they closed it out here, so they got to celebrate with the fans and they do things their way. The celebration where they let the guys who hadn't won, in hockey it's a big thing. Who's going to get to carry the trophy first? You know, and of course Barkov carries it first as the captain. But I mean, you know, what order are they going to go in? And they gave it to all the guys who hadn't won before, weren't around last year. It started with Nate Schmidt, not the big names, and that sort of. You know, how they celebrated sort of showed what kind of team they were, that, the stars counted on all these smaller names to help them win. So it was a dominant effort in a closeout game.
I was hearing this from Goldie, Dave, and maybe you could testify to this. that they really like each other. They have a bond, a chemistry. How do you know how they created that?
Well, when you talk to them, it starts with Barkov. You know, Barkov's the personality. I remember 5 years ago, 6 years ago, oh, they're never going to win if, you know, Barkov's their best player. He's too quiet. He's, you know, he's that type of a guy. He's a super nice guy. And, you know, in sports, when you get tagged, if you're a nice guy and you don't win, oh, you're too nice.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a nice guy and you win, then all of a sudden, well, you see, that's the type of leadership that the team has where it's all inclusive. Evidently, new guys come into the team, and they all say the same thing, that as soon as I got in there and got settled in there, there was no I wasn't an outsider anymore. And Paul Maurice has talked about that. Starts with Barkov setting the tone of how the team's going to operate, and Tkachuk too. You know, they have, you know, it's neat to see a team where there's different personalities, and you know, you don't want a team of Barkov's personalities. You don't want a team of Tkachuk's personalities, but the mix of personalities, a loud personality, and a, you know, the nice guy personality mixing with, you know, this year adding new blood like Marchand and Seth Jones was huge, not only on the ice, but off it too, for, you know, to almost rejuvenate the rest of the team, to remind them, you know, have some new blood and new fun in there. So, but you know, you always hear, rarely do you hear a championship team where people say they don't get along. So that has to be part of the component of winning.
Dave, the culture turnaround from this team, and we've had longtime season ticket holders call in. I remember back to when I was in high school and we had tickets and they were doing buy one, get one season ticket packages. Yeah. And they used to let you in free if you would show your Florida ID, if you hadn't been to a hockey game. Like they had all, they couldn't give tickets away. And you got people spending thousands of dollars to go to a game last night to see them win a second Stanley Cup. The culture change that took place over there is pretty dramatic. I don't know if we've ever seen one like that in sports, to go from, you know, essentially the worst franchise in the game to the top.
Oh, for 25 years, they were, not only were they bad, they were laughing stock bad. Mm-hmm. You know, firing the coach and leaving him at the arena so he has to take a taxi home. The owner wanting to draft Ovechkin, even though he was 2 days too young to be draft eligible. The owner arguing because of leap years in his life, he's really 4 days old enough. You know, and the NHL having to cut off the mic on draft day because the Panthers actually were going to draft Alex Ovechkin. And so, yeah, you know, some of the stories are unbelievable. And now you transform it to this where – and really, the line of demarcation is when Bill Zito walks in the room and, mm-hmm. and starts making bold. You know, a lot of teams draft their way out of trouble. You know, bad teams, horrible teams. All of a sudden, you look, okay, they stacked up.
Did we lose Dave?
He traded bold trades, Tkachuk and Bennett and Reinhardt and, you know, diminished property in other franchises. He saw what their own franchises didn't see. Mm-hmm. Tkachuk be an exception. He didn't want to sign with Calgary. But you go down the list of got Gustav Forsling, you know, three teams cut him. And now he's considered, you know, maybe the best defenseman in hockey. And so that's where it all starts. You know, in any sport, you know, getting talent and then, you know, getting the coach to mold that talent and building your culture the right way, et cetera, et cetera. But they went from laughing stock to two-time champs because the first move was bringing Bill Zito into the room.
Dave, what does this offseason look like here for the Panthers? I know they have a lot of guys still locked up here. What do you envision this offseason looking like?
Well, the big question is obviously Marchand, Bennett, and Aaron Ekblad are all free agents, all played big roles this year. And you know, Zito was asked last night after the game. He said, "I think I can bring them all back." Mm-hmm. Now it's probably not a. These aren't binary decisions. If you're a GM, where you say, "Can I get these guys or not?" You look at the whole roster and you say, "Okay, we got $19 million to spend, but if we trade this guy, you know, or then we'll have more money." And then, so they might have some other moves to make to expand their salary cap and sign these guys. But if they can, you know, it'll be interesting. Marchand's 37. He's never going to play better than he did this series, because he's probably never played in his great career better than he did in this series. Mm-hmm. So what is he worth? What's he worth on the open market to a team like Toronto or Bennett? Bennett's, you know, in hockey they can offer you eight year contracts if you're the team you've been with. Other teams can only offer 7 years. So there's, you know, but other teams will offer more money. This gets into, you know, the Panthers, and they've made all the right decisions, and some of these contracts are ridiculous that they have as far as team friendly, and because of the way players have developed. And in hockey, again, they don't renegotiate contracts. It's whatever you sign, for better or worse, is what you have to play out. And so the offseason looks like we'll know real quick in the next week, because free agency starts July 1st. And do they get these guys re-signed, or do they, you know, have some other moves to make in the offseason?
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for getting up with us here early, and I'm very happy for you that you get to stay home and not have to fly back to Edmonton.
Summer vacation has begun, I think. That's the important thing here.
There you go. We got one more NBA game to go, and then we'll be in the right in the middle of summer, Dave. Thank you for the time.
And then
really
Omar's Dolphins are waiting for us, aren't they, Omar? So we'll
absolutely. Yeah. I got 4 weeks
Omar's
of freedom.
Omar's very excited. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain, second year in a row, Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers have etched their names in hockey history.
That's how it sounded here on WQAM. We're going to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. It was Doug Plagans and this man, Billy Lindsay, on the call last night. Billy, good morning. Thank you for the time. How did that feel to call that one last night?
Cool. Just as a pinch yourself, is this happening again? Yeah, you get out to that big lead and it was a little bit less stressful than last year when it's 2-1 down on the clock. That helped out things, but oh, what a time. What a group of men. What a special group of people in that locker room. And the way they work, the way that they committed to do this twice in a year, all credit to that team. But to call the games and to be part of it around this organization, you just have to look around and just soak it all in. You have to cherish it. You just never know if this moment is ever going to arrive or happen again. And it's been beautiful to see it done. And this team has captured South Florida. And you got to look back now on the salary cap here. This is one of the greatest hockey teams that we've seen. I know Tampa did the same thing, just in a different order. But that was with COVID not playing the full 82 games. This team had played a full playoff season, or a full regular season in the playoffs the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. They put it through and just to see it all and happen again, it's a different feeling than last year, but it still does not take any of the shine off it.
Bill, this team never flinches either, which is kind of the amazing thing too, right? They get forced to, you know, to go to a 7-game series with Toronto. They have the meltdown, you know, down here in game 4 in this series. And what do? They just bounce back and take games 5 and 6 and look dominant doing it. They just never seem to be bothered by anything.
No, they're not. It's how mentally strong are you? This team is mentally strong. They don't. And we lose the game, fine. Let's just move on to the next one. But they have an identity. They understand who they are. They're mean. They're nasty. They're hard to play against. And they're skilled. And there's a lot of will that goes with that skill. Paul Maurice, and they understand their defensive structure. They understand their jobs. And when you have that kind of feeling and you know if you go out there and you do what you're supposed to do and execute it, you're going to win. Just because your talent and the systems that you play. If you're a little bit lazy or off guard one night, yeah, some teams can catch you. But for the majority of the last 2 years in the playoffs, it's been a battle of attrition. Can you hang with this Panther team through a 60-minute hockey game, through a 7-game series? And that question always has been coming up. No, you can't hang with this team that is so hard, so heavy against you. McDavid, Draisaitl, love them. Two of the greatest players that we have and the greatest in the world. But they're getting leaned on heavy by Barkov. Mm-hmm. They're getting leaned on and just pushed. And we take it over the edge. And if you're gonna beat us, you're going to have to pay a price. And that's the way that it is. And by the end, it's just usually too much for the opponent.
Billy, I just, again, you look at the balance of this team, and anybody could have taken the Conn Smythe last night. I know there were some names that were involved in that, but we were asking this morning, who's the best player on the Panthers? And it's like, well, you know, they've had so many different guys step up at different times. It's just such a balanced attack.
No, we have three number one lines.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to be Marchand and Lindell, Lowe, Serena? That's your first line one night. They're doing all the damage. Then it's the Barkov line. Then it's the Tkachuk line. And the fourth line's really good at what they do. How do you match up against that if you're the opposition? That trade for Marchand, that's phenomenal. How does Bill Zito do that? And Seth Jones as well. Those are round pegs into round holes. Those big trade deadline moves usually don't work. But, yeah, good luck matching up against our team. It's just balance of riches throughout the top nine in that forward group on the back end. Bill Zito, the coaching staff, Paul Maurice, and the way that he utilizes them, it's perfection.
Billy, I am curious, though, on the flip side here. I know you were on the radio in Toronto, you told me. What is going on up there as far as the Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl talk? I mean, I can only imagine Connor McDavid's getting dragged pretty good up there for having the series that he had. And I know I credit the Panthers a ton for that, but he didn't look like the best player in the world in that series.
No. And it looked tired, but what's Connor like? They said Edmonton's deeper this year. Yes, they are. But nowhere compared to our second and third lines. And what they have down there, Kasperi Kapanen and Pod Coles, and just players that are okay. That's just the honest assessment. I felt some of their role players were better last year and suited into that finals. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, if they don't score, all of a sudden they get down in a game and they're down against us. They have to play 30 minutes. If you're a player, how frustrating is that? You're not only trying to carry when you're in the Stanley Cup, a whole country that's rooting for you on your back, and a whole province, a whole city, and a whole team, organization. Connor McDavid does his best. It was hard. It was a hard series. They just asked too much of the guy. That Edmonton team, they've got to find a way to surround him with some better hockey players throughout the lineup. They're that good. They got here because they did get a little bit more help this year, but Connor McDavid and Draisaitl still have to do too much.
Billy Lindsay here with us on QAM. I can only imagine, Bill, what it's like to be in that booth and actually call this thing. And your partner, Doug Plagans, is going to join us later in the show. He's fired up, man. I see those videos you guys put out. You guys both, you get pretty fired up in that booth. What was that like to call one of those things again?
Yeah, it's awesome. To be alongside Doug, we have fun up there.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it. I just enjoy it. He's class through and through. I was sitting next to him and I mop up some words here and there. This guy's going clean as a whistle. Even if we're going into overtime, like, how do you do that? Like, you're announcing every game. Every word is perfect coming out of your mouth. I'm over there like, yeah, that one didn't come out right. So he's a true talent. And to ride shotgun beside Doug, it's been a lot of fun. And just getting to know him over the years. Really interesting guy, just through and through it. Favorite TV show is Golden Girls. And his favorite music is punk metal. So let's try and put that together. And he's never had a bowl of soup in his life. He hates soup. So
okay.
There's all kinds of complexities.
We're learning about
all kinds of soup? Like not even a lobster bisque?
Nope. Nothing. Doesn't like the texture.
So I happen to know, too, that he's a big card nerd because I collect cards,
and
too.
And a card nerd, yes.
So he's into that. Billy, what's the celebration looking like here? What do you guys got going on here the next few days?
For myself,
yeah, I'm for you, go out. Yeah.
I'm gonna play some pickleball with my wife.
Nice.
It seems like I haven't seen her for a while, being on the road a long time. So I get to just relax. I'm gonna lay by my pool. Probably may go down to the beach. I might get a few rounds of golf in, and be at the Stanley Cup parade. That is what the celebration is gonna look like for myself. Just get her out and enjoy our South Florida sunshine while it doesn't get too hot down here, and let the sunshine and just like it's gonna just glisten off Lord Stanley, and I'm just gonna get out there a few days and just let it, all that vitamin D soak in my body.
Billy, I'll tell you, I don't think there's a cooler trophy in sports. They showed that thing last night, and they're shining it up and getting ready to bring that thing out there. And you know, even the commissioner said how difficult it is to win two of them. And we were talking about it this morning. To win one, everything has to go right. The bounces have to go your way. The health, you know, factor has to go your way. I mean, literally everything has to go in your favor to win it, right? Because there's just so much that can go wrong. But to do it twice is just kind of, you know, unthinkable.
It is. It's close to borderline. And this is going to go down, especially in the salary cap era. 3 years in a row, and what happens next year? This is going to go down as one of the greatest teams in NHL history. You put yourself in rarefied air. Just doesn't happen. Toronto Maple Leafs have not been to a Stanley Cup since 1967. Mm-hmm. Vancouver Canucks have never won a Stanley Cup. The Buffalo Sabres have never won a Stanley Cup. There's a bunch of really long historic franchises either waiting a long time to win a cup. Canada hasn't won a cup since 1993. They got six teams. That's 30-plus years. And then you're able to do it back-to-back? Yeah, that's an accomplishment. That's a wow. That is... You are up there now as... I don't know if Tkachuk used the word or dynasty last night trying to throw that around, but you're on the verge with another great year next year of just putting your... You're already into outer orbit. You could go into the stratosphere with another great run next year.
And it looks like, Billy, they're going to have a chance to do that next year with a lot of these guys coming back. And South Florida has all of a sudden become the top destination for free agents. You know, guys are going to want to come here on the cheap.
Yeah. We'll have to see how Bill Zito does this. But so 6 straight years the Cup has gone through Florida. 4 of the 6 last champions. 2 for Tampa. They went 3 years in a row. Now we go 3 years in a row and win 2. Yeah, we're the hockey mecca of the world. And would you ever thought you'd say that? Florida is the hockey mecca of the world, and South Florida owns it right now. Yeah, people want to come here. You'll get players that just want to be here and be part of it, no matter what. Winning is the ultimate. Once you become a player, I got into the NHL. My first goal was to play in the NHL. My second goal was to establish myself in the NHL. Once you're established, if you have any right mind as a player, your only other thing that you ever want out of your career is a Stanley Cup championship. So you will see people want to stay here, be around this. It is that special.
Billy, congratulations. You guys do an incredible job on the radio. You and Doug, love listening to you guys. And such a class organization and just a great feeling here once again. This is, by the way, Billy, you notice this is the 9th championship in the history of this town. In the big four sports, that's been
awesome.
It, man. This doesn't happen often, as you know.
It's all good, man. But we all got one, right? Yeah, I know Marlins. Yeah, Dolphins back in. Everyone's got one.
More recent than others, but everyone's got one. Yeah.
So that's all good. Yeah. Well, I remember the Heat ones and the Marlins.
Absolutely. Dolphins, and this Panthers team, Billy.
We got to get the Dolphins cranking.
I know. We got to get them going. But this Panthers team, they are in there with the talk of the best teams ever in this town. I mean, they are right at the top of that Mount Rushmore right now with this thing that they've put together. But, Billy, thank you so much for the time. It's great talking with you. Have a great time out there at the parade, okay? Hopefully we'll see you out there.
We'll see you out there. Enjoy, guys. Thank you so much. And also, Florida, everyone listening, love all of you. Enjoy it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.